morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ontex's conference call on the acquisition of Hypermarket Personal Hygiene business. Today's call is being recorded and will be hosted by Jack Cornode, Chief Financial Officer. Copies of today's announcements and presentation are available on www.ontexglobal.com. Following the presentation, an interactive Q&A session will be available. I'd now like to hand the call over to Jack Cornode. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Many thanks for attending our conference call, especially given the time of the year and the short notice. As you may have seen in the announcement at the end of yesterday, we have signed an agreement to acquire Hypermarket's Personal Hygiene division, which plays in the baby care and adult incontinence categories in Brazil. I want to insist on the fact this acquisition is a key milestone in the Ontex transformation journey, which we defined at the IPO. As I will explain further in the presentation, for the first time, we get the sales of Ontex brands above 50%, proving we move into branded business. And also, for the first time, the sales in Western Europe will be below 50% of the group sales. So critical transformation and key milestone. Our teams have been working tirelessly over the past couple of months, and we are really pleased to have been able to reach an agreement before the end of 2016. If you want to move on the slide number 3, give you some transaction highlights. Turning to key transaction highlights, as I said, we are very excited about this deal as it delivers on our growth strategy of complementing organic growth with strategic acquisition that will prove accretive to long-term growth. This acquisition meets all our key criteria of growing outside Western Europe, increasing the mix of our sales from Ontex brands, and expand further into the adult incontinence category. As key motivation for this acquisition, what we had was to become a market leader in what a long-term growth market in all categories. In the adult inco category, in Brazil, this business is number 1. It's also number 3 in baby care behind the 2 international brands. Moreover, our newly acquired brands have been performing ahead of overall market growth. Additionally, Ontex has continually sought to acquire high-quality companies, and we have been very successful in integrating them. Our most recent acquisition of Grupo Mabe, for example, is already delivering ahead of expectation and will be a great fit with Hypermarket's Personal Care to strengthen our position in the region. I will go over the financial details of the transaction later on the presentation, but on a high level, this deal does deliver strong returns. Overall, the consideration represents an enterprise value of 1 billion real and equates to a multiple of 0.8 times last 12 months revenue. Now, moving on to slide 4, I'm going to give you some details about Hypermarket. To give you a bit of insight into the target, it generated 1.2 billion real revenue in the 12 months period ended at September 2016. This revenue was on the back of high single-digit volume growth, which is very encouraging to see. As you can see on the slide and on the right side of the slide, Brazil is the fourth largest hygiene market in the world, which means we now have a stronghold in the fourth and fifth largest markets, both of which are nicely growing. If we move now on to slide 5. As you can see there, this acquisition is meeting all our key acquisition criteria. Remember, we have three, and we, when we look at a potential target, the idea is the target should meet at least two of these three requirements. This transaction meets all three criteria. Firstly, it diversifies our revenue sources outside Western Europe. Pre-acquisition, the contribution from Western Europe represented 53%. On a pro forma basis, that number would have dropped to 45% once Hypermarket's personal hygiene is included. So from 53 to now 45. Secondly, as this business is 100% branded products, it greatly increases our proportion of revenue coming from Ontex's own brands, which gives us also increased pricing power. And finally, it would have increased our revenue growth from incontinence products based on adding the market leader in a fast-growing market. You can see on the bottom of the slide also the quality brands we are adding to our existing portfolio. So you see on the right side, we are adding in baby care, Pom Pom, Cremer, and Sapeca, and in incontinence, Big Fral and Adult Max. Now on slide 6, I'll give you some more information about the brand positioning. One of the main reasons for the sustained success of this business is their brand portfolio. It addresses needs across different consumer and price points. For Adult Inco, they are number one. With, and there you see on the left of the slide number 6, you have first Big Fral, which is the market reference in adult incontinence. And more recently, they have introduced a new entry-level brand called Adult Max to meet a growing need and appeal to a more cost-conscious consumer. In baby care, it's on the right of the slide, they have three brands. Pom Pom being their oldest, first introduced almost 50 years ago, available in the premium and upper intermediate segment. In the mid-range segment, they have a unique partnership with Disney, which helps enhance Cremer brand positioning. And finally, Sapeca is a strong regional brand in the value segment. Now moving on slide 7, we talk a little bit about sales execution, which is a critical element of Hypermarket's personal care. Hypermarket is extremely sales-driven. They have built this business on strong commercial fundamentals. At Ontex, we also pride ourselves on our commercial skills and how this is supporting us across our divisions. They have a lot in-depth knowledge of the particular regional complexities and therefore are able to successfully manage them to establish their presence across all the distribution channels, giving them high visibility at point of sales. You can see it on the left part of the slide 7. Like Ontex, Hypermarket's business has quite a diversified customer base, whereby the top 10 clients only represent 39% of sales. These clients include not only the top grocery and pharma chains, but also wholesalers and distributors. By the way, adding this business will provide more balance to our customer portfolio. So you can see what gives us confidence that this business is a very good fit with Ontex. Talking again a little bit about strategy and moving on slide 8. What you can see is a strong fit with Ontex and our execution capabilities. On the left hand of the slide, you can see that we now have what we could say 2 feet on the ground in the Americas, with leading positions in both Mexico and, following closing of this deal, in Brazil. As we have said consistently since our IPO in 2014, we are focused on growth. And it's exactly these kinds of markets that have long-term trends to support growth. On the right-hand side, you will see that we add 2 plants to our current total of 17, allowing us to continue improving operational efficiencies, along with adding an important amount of procurement we can integrate into our plan. Now, acquiring is one thing, integrating is another one, and if you go on the slide number 9, you will see that Ontex has a real great track record of integrating acquisitions. As you can see, since 2010, we have made several acquisitions, and they are compared to our strategic criteria and then financial and operational criteria. You can see that Hypermarket is ticking all 5 boxes, and it's the first time. It's obviously ticking the growing presence in adult income, growing outside Western Europe, and strengthening branded business. As we'll see in the next pages, it's also ticking the box of attractive returns and synergies. And regarding integration, we can say that now it will allow us to leverage our Americas division and assuring that the carve-out is fully delivered. On integration, in order to be ready, we have already started to prepare a plan, and also the right capabilities are on board. Now moving on to the financials, if you go to the slide 10. The consideration paid to Hypermarket for the personal hygiene division, as I said, will be 1 billion real, which equates to about 286 million euros. This consideration will be paid in cash, which we will fund through debt facilities, for which we already have strong support from our lending banks. In terms of financial impact on our business going forward, once the deal has closed, we start to see synergies coming through, and we expect to see modest growth in adjusted EBITDA margin and double-digit accretion to EPS in the first year of ownership. Given the additional debt that we will raise to finance the acquisition, at completion, we estimate that our net leverage will be between 3.2 and 3.4. If you remember, we have mentioned in the past that our target is to maintain leverage below 3.5 even after a strategic acquisition. As we generate cash from the combined business, we believe that we can bring this leverage down to 3 times by end of 2017. As you can imagine, the deal is subject to regulatory approvals as well as a completion of a carve-out of the personal hygiene business from its parent. But it's not submitted to any competition approval, which is also important and which was not the case with Mabe. The conclusion, and it's on my last slide before questions, it's on slide 11. I'd like to say that we are very pleased to have announced this deal. We are excited to integrate the business into Ontex and start working with the teams in Brazil. From a strategic point of view, the transaction helps us diversify our revenue to different markets and drastically increase our branded business. From an operational point of view, it helps us strengthen our Americas division and add a lot of local knowledge as well as revenue to our supply chain that we can leverage further. From a financial point of view, it will not only help accelerate top-line growth in the long term, but also allow to contribute to our margin from synergies and prove accretive to our bottom line. So the real word is we are thrilled with this acquisition. This ends the normal presentation, and I'd like to thank you and obviously prepare to listen and answer your question. Thank you.
Would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 1. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question from Ian Simpson from Societe Generale. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and congratulations for getting it over the line before Christmas. A quick question from me, if I may. Clearly, with the Mabe transaction, there was a bit of confusion around what the group margin did in the subsequent year because of the mix effect of Mabe. So, you know, I think before this deal was announced, pretty much everyone had 30 basis points EBITDA margin expansion in for 2017. Is that still the case?
thank you. It's a very good question indeed. I'm going to disappoint you a little bit because at here we are talking and announcing the acquisition, and I will not make comments on outlook on the general business for 17, because we'll come back on that when we announce our full year 16 results. What I can tell you, and you know, we don't give margins per division, but what I can tell you is in the case of Hypermarkas, the business is not dilutive to our margins and is adding synergies. So they have robust margin, which are going to help us in our journey.
So just to clarify, Hypermarkas is not dilutive to margins pre-synergy. because I know you said post synergy it will be modestly margin accretive, but pre synergy it's not dilutive.
I would say pre synergies it would be slightly dilutive, and with synergies slightly accretive.
Thank you very much. That's very clear.
Yeah.
We will take our next question from Richard Whittigan from Kepler. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, good morning. It's Richard Whittigan at Kepler Cheuvreux. Three questions, if I can. First of all, can you talk a bit about some of the opportunities you see to combine the business with Grupo Mabe? Secondly, can you also give a split between the baby diapers and the incontinence business for hypermarkets? And then lastly, on the synergies, coming back, I think, to the first question on the synergies, can you give me an estimate of what the synergies will be for the hypermarkets deal?
So, thanks. I'll try to handle your three questions. When you say combined with Mabe, as you have seen, both business will be managed by our Americas division, which means that we are leveraging already the organization we have in place in Mabe. You have seen also that there are some proximities of some markets that Mabe is delivering, some export market Mabe is delivering today. There is also proximities, geographical proximities with Brazil. So obviously, we could think about combining some of these products. One thing which is very important is also that we are bringing on board capabilities, which are, in this case, sales execution, which for us are going to be valid not only for, let's say, between Mabe and Hypermarkets, but are going to be valid for the whole group. That's one of the elements that we really want to emphasize in this case. Hypermarkets has a very strong culture of sales execution, outstanding sales execution, which we are going to be able to leverage. Talking about the split of the business for Hypermarkets, baby is around 70-72%. Then you have the incontinence business around between 22-25%, and you have a little bit of feminine care, which is for the remaining part of the business. There are some, and then products which we don't have in other regions are toiletries for kids, children toiletries, for a little percentage also, around between 2-4%. So baby, Inco, femme, but mainly, as you see, it's a baby and Inco business. Some care and toiletries are small add-on. Synergies, I think it's your third question. For Mabe, we don't give a number on synergies. What we can say is the synergies are going to be the only one we take into account in models are always hard synergies. And we will have hard synergies in procurement and also in manufacturing and supply chain, because we see opportunities in all these three areas. Linked to that, by the way, we are planning to make some investments and spend some capex in machines and also to help the whole supply chain. This capex will also allow us to bring in innovations, which is one of the opportunities we see, bring in innovation, and all the capex which will be needed has been introduced and taken into account in our models. So they already take into account all the capex we would need to deliver more synergies, and even to create opportunities through innovation.
Okay, very good. And yes, that's great. Just one last question on the synergies. How long do you expect it will take to realize those?
I would say probably a little bit the same as Mabe, which means starting with the procurement synergies. We're going to start, already partly in the year one. And then on year two, we would have the end of the procurement synergies and the start of the manufacturing one. Because, as I said, we'll need to introduce, to spend some capex before really delivering the manufacturing one. So it's going to be a little bit the same approach as Mabe. In Mabe, I must say, we have been better than what we thought initially. We are over-delivering. So let's hope we're going to over-deliver also. But we have put something which is rather careful in our plans and in our models.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that.
Welcome.
As a reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our next question from Pilar Rocafort from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask regarding the level of leverage. I mean, after Mabe, there was a placing. Here, the leverage is higher. Is the door open potentially? Could this be an option in case you wanted to do more M&A? Thank you.
Thank you, Pilar. So leverage, you see, after at completion, we will be between 3.2 and 3.4, which is within our, what we call our comfort zone, and below the 3.5. When I see that, plus the fact that the cash generation we foresee from the combined business, I'm confident and comfortable to bring this leverage down to 3 times at year end. And on top, we have got already great support from our lending banks. So we are very, very relaxed about our financing. Now, as you know, we always look at getting a strong balance sheet, staying flexible for the future. So in the next months, we will for sure continue to look at all options, and it's going through the whole range of potential financing opportunities. So, yeah, I hope it
answers. That's clear. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we will take our next question from John Ennis from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, just a quick follow-up from me again on margins. Can you just confirm, when you say margin accretive post synergies, do you mean margin accretive post the 3 years of synergies, or do you mean after year one?
Sorry, so you say, do we see it happening in year one or after several years? Is it your question?
Exactly my question, yeah.
Okay. I mean, as I said, the whole synergies are going to come over, we could say, 2 years. So we would probably see some, accretion, a minimal accretion in year one, and the rest, kicking in year two.
Okay. But not diluted even in year one?
No, it's not diluted, not in year one.
Okay.
No. This business has robust margins.
Okay, understood. And then just very quickly, can you give us the average cost of funding on these credit facilities that you're using for the transaction?
I wouldn't share it, as you know, because we are in discussion. as we speak with several banks. So
okay.
it's getting better and better.
Okay, understood. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome.
As a reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. Take our next question from Fernand de Boer from Degroof
Petercam. Good morning. It's Fernand de Boer from Degroof Petercam. One question for me left. If you said you had the number one position in adult Inco, could you elaborate a little bit on the market share there and on the trend in of market share in the last few years? And I understood you have the number three position in baby care, so I estimate around 15% market share. Could you also say something there about the market share trends in the last few years?
So we're more looking towards the future than the past. On Adult Inco, I'm going to look at the figures we have because it has been slightly increasing. Maybe I'm going to take to give you a figure. It's a high. Oops. I think Enco would be in the high 20s. And and the Inco would have been, so Inco, as I said, high 20s, and on the baby in the, let's say, 15 to 17%.
Yeah. And you also said that the year to 2016, September, they had around 7% volume growth. Is this growth stronger in adult Inco or is it stronger in baby care?
Stronger in adult Inco, definitely.
Okay.
It's
all right. And yeah,
the market in adult Inco is definitely growing faster than on baby diaper.
Very well. And the last question maybe, in your assumption of double-digit EPS accretion, what's the tax rate we should take into account there? The corporate tax rate you anticipate for this acquisition going forward? Or does this have any implications for your own tax rate going forward?
I would say on the ETR, we are always very careful about giving guidance. Because I'm talking about the total group, ETR, and you know that there are different, let's say, moving parts on that. At this stage, I'm not going to give you a different guidance than the one I've given previously. So where we say in the high 20s. So I wouldn't in your model change that for now. And probably we will come with some more information for the total of the group when we communicate our 2016 results or full year. Because then we're going to have it for the full group. What we say here on the EPS accretion, this business has, let's say, as I said, robust margin, and we see on top the synergies kicking in. Adding these two, we see a very nice EPS accretion, and as of year one, by the way. Then the total of the tax and financing is also bringing some help to our EPS.
Okay. And consolidation you expect as from the first quarter?
Yes. We expect to close the deal in the first quarter. There are some elements which are a little bit administrative elements, which in by themselves take some time, but where we do not anticipate any problem at all. And on top here, we don't have any issue with the competition law. Which is also fine, and it's one burden less on the journey.
Okay. And maybe then one last question, because now actually you increase your, let's say, exposure to the Brazilian real, and I also think that probably that most of their buying going forward will be more related to US dollar exchange. So how are you going to hedge that, and what does it mean for your the transaction risk going forward with the currency?
So indeed we will have part of our revenue now in real. What we intend to do is to hedge as we do for Mexican pesos, and use the same type of protection as we have used in the past. One element is also on the procurement, that an important part of their procurement is also done locally. There are several products, raw materials, which are bought locally, so they are not impacted by the US dollar. Next to that, we have also the fact, as we said, it's 100% branded business with a very good pricing power, so which has been demonstrated by Hipermarkets in the past.
Could you, on this pricing power, or maybe could you give us a little bit about idea about the difference in pricing points in baby diapers towards Procter & Gamble and Casey? Is that they have a premium brand. Are they much higher priced than the Procter & Gamble, than the Pampers, or are they at the same level? And then what about the positioning of the other brands?
I would say that, generally speaking, they are slightly below priced, a little bit. They are in the smart choice type of approach, same as Ontex, so would be priced slightly lower than both Pampers or OKC.
Also with their premium brand.
You compare premium to premium. Huh? I'm not comparing premium to. So within the premium, they're a little bit priced lower than P&G.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for all the answers. Okay. And have a nice.
There are no questions at this time. I would like to hand the call back to Mr. Pranodi for any closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So I want again to thank all of you for joining at very short notice. We are very excited to welcome this leading business in the Ontex community. And we are convinced it will help us continue to deliver sustainable, profitable growth, which is, as you know, the Ontex motto. I also take the opportunity to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'm sure we'll speak again in 2017. Goodbye to everybody.
This concludes Ontex's conference call on the acquisition of Hipermarkets personal hygiene business. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.